Well, once in a while you would.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Moses, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling?
With somebody you're not quite as familiar with, and more formal, like you were introduced to the president or something, like I was saying a while ago, what would you say?
Good morning, good evening.
Okay. If someone is leaving after a visit, you might say, I hope you'll
have a safe trip.
Okay, and if you want to suggest that that you would like a return visit, like for this,
come to see us.
Okay.
Y'all come.
Would you say y'all come?
Yeah.
You would?
Sure.
Okay. When you're greeting somebody on December 25th, what do you usually
Merry
say?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. And
Happy New Year.
There you go. That's the next one. And if someone did something for you and you wanted to say something, you wouldn't, of course, a lot of times you'll say thank you. But you might also say, I'm
very pleased.
Okay. And you might say, I'm much
appreciated.
Okay. How would you pronounce that?
Obligated or obliged.
Okay.
Obliged.
You might, if you were, had some, to get some things, you might say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay. And if you made a purchase and the storekeeper doesn't put things in bags, but he has, you know, loose paper and puts scotch tape and all that around it and everything, you might say that the storekeeper had to
gift wrap.
Okay. And then you came home and your wife said, what took you so long? Oh, let's see. And you'd say, well, the storekeeper
had to gift wrap my package.
Okay. And when you got home with it, you
unwrapped it.
Okay. If the storekeeper sold you for something for $2 that he'd actually paid $2.50 for, you'd say he's selling it
underpriced.
Okay.
Discount.
Okay. If you wanted to buy a piece of furniture, but you decided not to because of how much you'd have to pay, you'd say, I can't buy it because it's too much.
Too cold. Too high priced.
Okay, but in this sentence,
can't afford it.
Okay, because it too much.
Cost too much.
Okay. The time to pay the bill usually is the first of the month, and you say the bill is
past due. Due now.
Okay, and if you were a member of an organization, a lot of times you have to pay
dues.
Okay. If you need to cut the grass and don't have a lawnmower, you go over to a neighbor and
borrow.
Okay. Very good. You think ahead. You'd say that in the 30s, money was very
tight.
Okay. And you might also say that these maps are as hen's teeth.
Scarce.
Okay. Okay, if there were a bunch of boys at the swimming pool, you might say, lots of boys off that high board.
Diving.
Okay, but...
Or jumping off the high board?
Okay. No, dive is the word we want, but we want a past tense. Lots of boys...